Greetings. This is the Daily Rest recording for Monday, October 31st. The theme for this week's devotions is the Reformation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16, Part A. Grace alone. There are many excellent passages in the Bible which teach that we are saved by grace alone. Romans 11:16, if by grace, then it is no longer of works. And Ephesians 2:8 through 9, for by grace you have been saved, come to mind. And while these passages may have more theological depth than John 3:16, they cannot compare with its widespread prevalence. In this most famous of Bible passages, the doctrine of salvation by grace alone is prominent and clear. God the Father's grace is clear in John 3:16 because of the word love. This verb is agape love in the Greek language. This type of love is heartfelt, self-sacrificing, endless, and seeks another person's best interest. God the Father was willing to look on his perfect and righteous Son with condemnation in order to save you. A relationship from eternity to eternity was drastically changed while Jesus was on the cross. God the Father gave up his Son in whom he was well pleased, and instead found a Son covered in the world's sin. God the Son was forsaken by a Father whom he had known since before time and will know into eternity. That is the depth of the Lord's love for you. When your relationship with God did not deserve redeeming, God the Son sacrificed his relationship with the Father during his time on the cross. What tremendous love for lost sinners God the Father had and still has. He willingly sent his only begotten Son to suffer for the sins of the world, so that the whole world would be redeemed. This means that the cause of your salvation is completely and wholly outside of yourself, and is instead completely and wholly found in God's undeserved love. Lord, teach me the depths of your love for sinners, so that I better understand your love for me and your love for others. Amen. Thank you for joining me as we found our rest from sin, guilt, and shame in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you always. Goodbye.